In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, I want to talk to you a little bit about a saint who was very much known for his devotion to helping the holy souls in purgatory, especially because today we have our monthly Mass for the Purgatorial Society. So I'll talk to you about this one saint. His name is Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, and his feast day was actually just this past Saturday, September the 10th. Well, Saint Nicholas was practicing holiness from a very early age. When he was born, he always raised up to be a good Catholic, and he always tried to do his best to be that good Catholic. And very early on, he started realizing that just even as a child, he could help the holy souls in purgatory. And so if he'd be walking down to the market, or he'd be walking from one place to another, he'd just say little prayers for the holy souls, hoping that he could help them out in his own little way. And by the time he became an adult, at the age of 18, he decided his vocation was to enter a monastery. He became an Augustinian monk, and he didn't let up at all on his devotion to the holy souls. In fact, he made it even more so. He joined with his daily prayers to the holy souls, he joined all these different penances as well, he offering up sacrifices for them. He would oftentimes fast and only eat bread and water for the entire day, and that would be one sacrifice that he'd often offer up to the holy souls. Another thing that he would do, he would take a chain that had very sharp points on it, and he'd pull it tight around his waist to cause it to hurt him and offer up the pain for the holy souls. That's a very harsh form of penance that he did for himself, but he did it because he knew that it helped alleviate the sufferings of those souls in purgatory. Well, it wasn't just Saint Nicholas who recognizes that he could do good for his souls, but others around him did as well, because his superiors, seeing his holiness and seeing his intelligence, asked him if he would accept becoming a priest. He just wanted to be a brother in there, but they recognized he had great talents and he could be a priest for the order. And so they asked him if he wanted to do that, and he said he at first started to hesitate and say, "No, I don't think it's meant for me." Then he said, "Well, maybe I'll think about it, but I still don't think it's for me." But then some of the priests around him told him, "Well, you know, we know that you have this great devotion to the holy souls. If you become a priest, you can offer up your masses for holy souls of purgatory." And at this, he realized that, okay, this is a great thing to do for the holy souls, and he accepted ordination. The holy souls in purgatory, in turn, though, also recognized that Saint Nicholas was a great helper for them. You see, they knew his holiness, and they saw that God heard his prayers and answered them very well. And so they, on more than one occasion, sought out Saint Nicholas of Tolentino and were allowed to come and visit him and ask him for prayers. And in one of such times, Saint Nicholas was woken up from his sleep, and there before his bed was a human being, but was completely engulfed in flames. And seeing that person there, he was a little bit frightened, but the person spoke and told him that he needed prayers to be alleviated from his sufferings in purgatory. Well, Saint Nicholas recognized the voice a bit, but he couldn't remember who it was. He couldn't place the voice. So he asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your brother, Pellegrino Docimo, I'm your friend. Please help me by saying Mass tomorrow morning for the holy souls of purgatory, and you can help me be relieved from my sufferings." Well, Saint Nicholas was very moved, and he wanted to do that, and he right then and there started to pray for the man, but he said, "I can't offer the Mass for you tomorrow morning, because I've already been told that I have to say what was known as the conventual Mass, the Mass for the people at the convent, at the friary there for the brothers. I have to say that Mass, so I already have a Mass intention tomorrow, but I can say Masses after that." And the Pellegrino told him, we know that God will hear your prayers, and we think that we can convince you that the need that we have for the Mass now. And so he took him with him, and he brought him actually down to purgatory. And there he saw this great multitude of people all suffering in various types of ways, and all begging him for his prayers and for his Masses. And it caused St. Nicholas to weep. So, with that resolve, the next morning he went to his superior, went to the prior, and asked for permission to be able to say the Mass for the dead. And this is why he did, he told them about what he had seen the night before. Because it's always important that if we're told to do something and we have a want to do something else, well, we should always ask for permission to do that, because that's the right thing to do. That's what God always wants us to do, is to be obedient. So he asked for permission to be able to say the Mass for the dead, and explains why. And his superior also started to weep at the story that St. Nicholas told him, and said, not only can you say Mass for the holy souls tomorrow, today, but you can also say it for the rest of the week as well. Do what you must and go and help them out. So St. Nicholas, with great joy, says the Mass that day and continues for the entire week long. Well, at the end of the week, Pellegrino comes back to him and reappears to St. Nicholas, but this time he's dressed in white, and instead of flames being all about him, he's glowing with this radiant, divine, happy light. And he takes St. Nicholas with him again and brings him to another great crowd of people. But this time, all these people as well are in white garments and with this great glowing light around them. And they're singing these wonderful hymns to God, and hymns of joy and of praise. And he realized with that not only Pellegrino, but all these souls were released from purgatory because of the prayers and the Masses offered that week by St. Nicholas of Tolentino. So children, remember the holy souls in purgatory in your daily prayers. If you have something that comes to you that you don't want to do, say your mom tells you to clean your room, or your teachers give you homework, or something that you just don't really want to do, don't complain about it, don't whine about it, but realize you have right there an opportunity to offer up a little sacrifice for the holy souls in purgatory. And by doing this, you'll realize that you'll be able to help end the pain and the sorrow of some of these suffering souls, and that you'll be able to get them into heaven. And in turn, when they do get to heaven, you will always have a saint who is your friend, and who will always remember you when praying before God for the rest of your life. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.